Reflection on Ella's Song by me, Heather Day. Ella's Song is a freedom song, written by Bernice Reagan and performed a cappella by the group she founded in 1973, Sweet Honey in the Rock. The song honors the activist Ella Baker. A hero of the civil rights movement, Baker played critical roles in building collective power for racial and economic justice in the southern United States. She led many successful organizing drives, working with the NAACP, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and many other organizations, with a special appreciation for nurturing young people's roles in movements for human rights. Bernice Reagan is a living legend herself, whose legacy includes bringing a cappella freedom songs to the center of movement building. Singing is a way I connect that was disrupted by the pandemic. This disconnection meant not being able to gather anymore in person with my friends and fellow CAGJ comrades, Jenny and Marina, with whom I sang Ella's Song in the recording. It has been exciting to discover new ways of making music together without really being together, yet all musicians yearn for in-person music making to re-become who we really are. I've felt heartsick without that collective experience, my best form of therapy. This song has particular significance for me as it represents a legacy that has seen seismic shifts since George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin 1 year ago to the day I write these words. The year 2020 will always be remembered as a critical turning point in consciousness raising and mobilization, thanks to the hundreds of thousands of people who took to the streets and used every possible avenue to build the Black Lives Matter movement into such a critical force for change. It was painful to mostly witness the movement explode from home. As someone with a compromised immune system and just a year out from cancer treatment, I had too many COVID-related fears to partake in many street protests in 2020. It hurt my heart to not be there, and I was triggered watching the police brutality live-streamed late at night, my heart racing from a place that saw similar events unfold in 1999 during the WTO mobilizations. I felt rage at the police and Seattle mayor, and awe and gratitude for everyone participating and putting their lives on the line, particularly BIPOC organizers who even experimented with what freedom looks like in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, including by farming in Cal Anderson Park. The food sovereignty movement is my home, and I'm grateful to be part of this meaning-making that is our third zine. In this year of disconnect, CAGJ has brought powerful online connection with a worldwide community with whom I collaborate. This year has taught me to always bring song along when we gather to organize and take to the streets. It helps create the joy we need to feel to keep fighting for freedom until we win.